Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second, the right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth, the catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second, the right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth, the left fielder, John Wojcik. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tardabul. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Nicholson steals second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Nicholson steals third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Nicholson. Causey reaches second base with a double. Wojcik goes all the way around to score. Causey moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Causey scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wojcik. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Brandt trying to get to home. Simulai throws the ball into Sullivan who tags Brandt who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-1 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simulai. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Simulai steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Lau moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lau moves to third. Powell moves to second. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wojcik. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Wojcik steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Causey strikes out. 1 out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 2 in the game. Tardabul hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tardabul. Adair reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brandt strikes out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tardabul who is chasing the ball. Lau reaches third base with a triple. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lau tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 3, Athletics, 3. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Nicholson. Lump reaches second base with a double. Cimoli goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lump moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Steve Barber now pitching. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding misplays the ball. That's an error on Breeding. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to third. Charles moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaburn scores. Charles moves to third. Wojcik moves to second. One out. It's 6-3, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan is walked intentionally. George Alozic pinch hits for Orlando Pena. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-3 in the game. Tardabul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wojcik scores. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Athletics. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cimolai hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Tardabul moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Sheetrany pinch hits for Steve Barber. Barry Sheetrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheetrany hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wojcik. Sheetrany reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wojcik. Adair reaches second base with a double. Sheetrany scores. It's 9-4, Athletics. Mickey Maguire pinch runs for Jerry Adair. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey McGuire now playing shortstop. Dick Lupke now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tardabul. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Tardabul steals second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 3 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Dick Lupke. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Brooks Robinson now playing second base. Jackie Brandt now playing third base. John Papa now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Charles moves to second. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Charles scores. It's 11-4, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wojcik moves to third. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wojcik tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-4, Athletics. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-1 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing shortstop. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Brandt steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt scores. It's 12-5, Athletics. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.